Hi there.
Well, hello.
How are you doing?
Hello, hello.
Hello?
Hello. I
This
said hello.
is Four Idiots in a Microphone. We're missing an idiot, but that doesn't really matter.
He is not around yet.
Singular idiot missing.
He's having some technical difficulties.
Not technical, more parental.
Familial.
Well, yep. I don't really want to go into that.
This is the very first episode. We are 4 Idiots in a Microphone. This is a podcast where we tell stories of our teenage lives and what idiot things we are up to. Hello, I'm Leo.
I'm Ben.
I'm Alec.
No, me.
I already said my name, though.
But me, Ben.
And I'm Alec again.
I'm Ben again.
Perfect.
It's
Me,
like the you
Ben.
hang up thing, but on podcast. I go
Oh,
Ben,
yeah,
my name's
no.
Ben. My name's
Me, yeah,
Alec.
that's
My
always
name's
important.
Ben.
My name, Arik.
All right. Well, I think
So
a good place to start would be a story.
yeah, that's what we came here for.
You got one for us, Alec? Oh boy. Oh
Oh.
boy, do I have a first story. So, this comes from our freshman year of high school. A few years back now. And me and Ben have been friends since freshman year. Leo came into the
Absolutely.
scene a little bit later, but he's been here for a second. So,
Hey.
but I was at staying at Ben's house. And I don't know why. I don't really remember why, but I hadn't been feeling very good. Like, I wasn't feeling great. And I hadn't been feeling great throughout the night, so I was extremely gassy. But Ben has a condition. I don't know how to explain it, but that man, how would you explain it, Ben?
Well, to put it in layman's terms, I fart a lot.
Yep,
Know
pretty
what you
much.
want from me. That's the truth.
That's about as accurate you can get.
What
The
about a
man
scientific
farts
term?
a lot. But I'm not usually that gassy. So this one outstanding night that I was, I made it known that I was gassy. And me and Ben got into a war where we'd get up from our cot because Ben has cots in his basement, so he can have people over.
That's how it works.
But we get up from our cot and, in some shape or form, fart towards the opposite person. It kind of escalated to the point where you basically stand on top of the person's cot and fart in their face. It was pretty amazing,
Was a sight of
but
beauty.
it was glorious. I loved it. But I was really starting to not feel good, and I mount Ben's cot for more fart,
You feel
and
common.
instead of farting, I knew something was up, and I let it out, and I'm not joking. I feel my pants like just get heavy, and I'm like, oh fuck. And I just kind of looked at Ben for a second, and Ben was like, that was a wet one. And then I just said, I have to go
I'm
upstairs.
pretty sure you just go, oh no.
Oh
Don't
no.
even like let out any
So I
room for
just kind of
vital
do
even.
the fucking sex offender shuffle upstairs. So Ben's bathroom, he has two, but there's one, the one that I went to was right next to his parents' bedroom. So I had to like
Oh.
I had to sneak past his parents' bedroom door, and I make it in the bathroom and just oh good Lord. So I like sit there for a second just staring at what I've created.
That's the
And
miracle of childbirth.
so I don't know what to I just kind of I flush it down and do what I can, clean up as you do. Had to go commando because, lucky me, I actually ended up bringing a spare pair of sweatpants. I don't really remember why, but I had a pair of pants, so I put those on, which was actually a godsend. But I still have the task of
getting rid of the evidence.
What to do with the underwear? Yeah, the evidence. So I have to. My first idea was to throw them in the toilet and flush them down. I was like, that's never going to work. I'm just going to clog the toilet and make more of a scene. My second idea was to put it in the trash can in the kitchen, but I was like, they're fucking underwear. Why would there be underwear in the fucking kitchen trash can? So my third idea, third time's a charm, is to go outside and put it in the curbside trash bin. So I have to, like, solid snake sneak my way back out of the bathroom, like, basically army crawl across the kitchen to the back door.
With a pair of shitty underwear in your hands.
Your extremely creaky-ass back door.
Oh, that door is horrible.
And then open the back gate to their driveway where they keep their bins. And I thought I'd gotten away with it. I put them, like, I pushed them really far down so that we wouldn't be found. They'd be picked up and magically just go away. And I went back, and it wasn't the best night from that point on, but I was tired and I went to sleep and I woke up and I had pancakes and I went home. But I think,
here,
I recently found out there's more to this story that just makes it so much better.
I can add the rest of the story because it's from my perspective.
Oh, so my God.
So the actual continuation of the story is like a weekish later, whenever garbage day was after that. So I think it was actually like 4 days after, I don't know, it's on a Tuesday. So the garbage comes back and somehow that pair of underwear did not leave into the garbage truck. It somehow stayed in the bin.
The way that the trash bin, like, in case you don't know, a trash garbage truck, like, they turn the whole bin upside down over their truck.
Like, I'm not sure what happened, but whenever we brought the can back up, my mom just comes inside and she's like, Ben, did you throw away some of your underwear? And I was completely dumbfounded. I was like, no, why would I do that? But sure enough, there was just this shit-covered pair of underwear in the trash can. It was the only thing in there, save for, I think, a few wrappers that I got thrown in recently afterwards. But that was all that was there, and I was just so confused. And then about a year later, Alec brought the story back up, and it just fully hit me in the head that that is what happened. That he fully shat
the shit-covered pair of underwear hit you in the head.
Yep.
Exactly.
Ew.
I was trying to make a funny.
You attempted. We appreciate the attempt.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think that is one of our most glorious.
Yeah, that was a very
pieces of literature we've created.
Literature.
Yep.
It's literature, man.
It is. It's a
literature.
Absolute art.
Forms, and I think shit covered underwear stories count.
That's sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. What would you have done differently in that situation? Like, if you had, like, I was sitting in that bathroom on the floor, like, with my head in my hands, just, like, breaking down because I had no idea what to do. What would you do differently? Like, where would you?
No, would I think you change? I think you did the best move possible. I don't know what I would have done because there's nowhere that you can hide that. You could have taken it home, but then what are you going to do with it at home? Put it in your own garbage can?
They smelled like shit.
Put it in the dishwasher. Let it, like, fully.
Oh!
Not the even the washing machine that comes back out when the laundry machine is coated brown.
No,
the dishwasher?
I should have just, like, thrown it in your laundry hamper.
I think we would have known that that wasn't any of our underwear, and it was.
No, I know, but it would have gone through the wash, and it would have come out clean. The weirdest thing that would have happened is a different pair of underwear showed up.
That happens so much because I've had you and Simon and Leo over so much that I'll just, like, gain a new pair of socks.
You can't talk because my dad has, like, walked into my room and handed me a pair of underwear and said, "Your buddy left something here." So now my dad thinks we're gay. It's great.
Uh-oh.
He doesn't think we're gay. He just finds it really, really funny that you leave your underwear on the floor. That's not a usual thing you leave at someone's house.
I'm not smart, okay?
We all know that.
We know that. We're all not smart. Yeah. What do you think the name of the podcast is?
Four smart.
Four geniuses in the microphone? No, we are four absolute fucking idiots.
absolutely cranked up, disgusting pieces of human matter.
Okay,
that have somehow managed to make it this far. We call ourselves human pieces of feces.
Oh, I have a complete side tangent that I thought was fucking hilarious. I just watched a video about World War II.
That is completely
different side tangent. No, it gets better. the soldiers in World War II, the Russians were trying to develop a drug that would keep people awake, because the hardest thing for soldiers to overcome is fatigue in like long missions. So the Russians were trying to develop a drug, and there's like a bunch of tales about it. I think the best one is about guys that like they stayed awake for like 10 days and like ended up ripping their organs out. That's not part of this story though. In real like actual history, soldiers in World War II would like take speed and meth to try and stay awake.
I thought it had something to do with
a lot of hard drugs.
I thought you were gonna bring this back to the poop thing.
No, like the sergeants and shit would hand out speed to the soldiers in the platoons.
You know, because why think not?
That's awesome. I don't know.
Well, like Vietnam was a massive place for heroin addictions. Like wars always bring drugs.
Yeah.
Wars got some crazy stories.
And the irony of it is, like, Germany was a major exporter of a lot of drugs before they got banned in a lot of places.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't banned in Germany. Like, meth was actually it was marketed as meth was actually invented in Germany, and it was marketed as, like, a miracle drug that could, like, keep you awake, and it was actually marketed to women a lot, like, to keep you awake for housekeeping and shit. But it wasn't finally outlawed until a lot later, like 1930, 1940 or something. It was, yeah.
Welcome back to 40. Yeah, it's a microphone where we do stupid stories, and we also talk about European origins of drugs.
I got a crazy war story. Like,
I'll do it.
This one's wild. So during the Revolutionary War, the Americans, the French helped the Americans win. Without the French, the Americans probably would have lost against the British. Now, I believe it's Revolutionary War. I haven't read this fact in a little while. But basically, the U.S. ran out of ammunition, and so they tried to find out what could they use as ammunition. You're close. Stale pound cake was the usage of ammunition that killed 12 British soldiers during the Revolutionary War.
Stale pound cake.
They stuffed pound cake in their guns, stuffed them with gunpowder, and just shot chunks of the pound cake at hundreds of
seconds. That's awesome. No, that's just awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay. This kind of this almost flows into our next idea, which is a weekly shower thought check-in.
Mm-hmm.
What is the weirdest thing you guys have thought of and documented, or at least remembered?
God, that is not a great question. I think of so many messed up things.
I have a good one. It's not messed up, but I have a good one that I remember pretty well.
Shoot away. Then
it needs to be like thought provoking.
It is, but it's not like disgusting or anything. It's just you can mix up, like you can make anything into any noun into an adjective or a verb in English, and it works. Just think about that. You could put any word
snaked.
Yeah,
you can like put ed at the end of it and make it into a verb. So snake turns into snaked.
You should be like, I just wrapped that crazy shit so hard, bro. Like that's a verb now. The word raptor is now a verb. You're such a pancake. The word pancake is now an adjective. Anything can be an adjective or a verb in English. If you want it. If you put your mind to it.
I mean, you know that. Like, if you speak English, you just kind of like know that.
But you
just
don't
by speaking
think about
the language.
It.
But I don't know. It feels a little different when you like actually verbalize it.
Yeah, when you like realize what you're doing, it's really weird.
Yeah.
I got a crazy shower thought.
Do it. Go for it.
So, you know sports?
No.
Like soccer?
I don't know what a sport is.
No, I've never heard of a sport. Yes, I know what a fucking sport is.
How did they create the rules for the very first sport? Like, do you think they just found a ball and was like, you know, we're going to create this rule set and we're going to make this entire thing? How do you think they made that?
That's the same logic of, like, who was the first person to create time and how did they make time? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how it works.
Well, I mean, they have the sundial, but like that wasn't really time. That was just them kind of figuring out
how shadows work.
I think it was very much like you just kind of figure out where the sun was and then just kind of like, okay, it's getting late. Might as well go to bed now.
Okay, that's true.
There wasn't really time. It was just kind of like, it just kind of evolved from basic need. I don't know.
That's true. But sports did not evolve from basic needs.
Sports didn't. That's weird.
Yeah, sports are weird.
So, yeah, sports are weird.
Okay, I'm going to go grab a charger because I didn't realize my phone wasn't charged. So you guys entertain.
How do you think they invented skis? Like, do you think they just kind of like took two planks of wood on a mountain and was like, I can make this work?
I have a feeling it was a refined version of a sled. Like, I think sleds came first.
Oh, okay. I see it.
Yeah, because
how do you make sleds?
Were sleds or carriages first, though?
Oh, shit.
Did they make, like, horse-drawn carriages? Or did they make, like, deer-drawn sleds in the snow? Like, which was
first? Deer-drawn sleds?
I'm trying to compare them to horse-drawn carriages.
You mean, like, dog sleds?
What? Yeah, I guess. Don't they have, like, deers and other animals also carrying sleds?
Yeah, sure. Why not? So, yeah, that's just a weird thought. It's like, how do they create all this kinds of stuff? Do you think it's, like, direct? I don't know.
I'm not sure. Like, but it's all just kind of tracing it back and just working backwards because, like, skis are probably based off of sleds because most sleds have the two, like, they have the two things on the bottom that became
better. Okay, I figure out what the question is just by that one thing. I feel like people kind of figured out that things kind of just slide on snow. Yeah.
Okay.
And then they kind of figured out that you can streamline that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. That is weird to think about. Just like, where did the everyday objects that we use come from?
Yeah. Okay. What if every time you blink, it's just God changing the channel?
I hate this.
I hate that one.
If you blink, it's just a new parallel universe because it was your choice to blink. And every choice opens up a new parallel path.
That's actually true. No, that's not even like a what if. That could actually be happening.
So technically, hold on. So, but because there's like infinite parallel universes, all of them are so similar.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But if you blink and like the chances are right, you could like blink and it would be a hellscape in front of you.
That would be a cool story.
Yeah.
That would be wild.
Be a really weird horror movie that a guy just blinks and it magically turns into like Doom where all there's like demons.
Yeah.
All of a sudden he's holding the shotgun.
You blink and just
blood
like
punching everything.
Running around just punching.
I think the funnier one would be just like you blink and like a building just disappears. Like you just go to a universe where that one like where the Arby's next to your house doesn't exist and there's just no longer an Arby's. Like you're in a conversation, like you're mid conversation with somebody. You are talking about this one building. You blink and it goes away, and you start changing the topic and be like, "Wait, that building was just there." And then you blink and it's back.
No, that brings up another idea though.
No, what if it was like a small thing? Go.
I think it'd be really funny if like you went to a parallel universe. And it was like your task to figure out what was different because it's a parallel universe. There is definitely something different.
To spot the difference.
That'd be so cool.
But like, it's so hard to find. That'd be fun.
So technically, hold on. Let's say you lost something. What if it wasn't actually lost? Like, what if you actually had it all along? You just blinked and changed the channel.
Whoa.
So you always have things in your house that you've lost. Like, I have a guitar pick that I left on my desk. And I don't know where it went.
Oh, yeah.
Now that I think about it, I could have blinked, changed the channel, and I've switched to a parallel universe where that guitar pick was never picked up by my parents, who they gave it to.
Oh my god, bro. Dude.
So what
if, this is some next level shit.
Bruh. So like every blink is a different outcome.
What if it's like popping in a video game where you're like loading too many objects and then you blink and then just some of them disappear? You walk into a grocery store and you're just looking at too many things and you blink and like the system of the universe tries to compute all of the things you're looking at and like five cans of beans just disappear because that was too much.
Too much brain bandwidth. You're like, oh shit.
Oh, no. Then gotta scale back.
Your brain has a set bandwidth. That's funny.
That's a good
one. Cause
and brains like, depending are like on your IQ, like you have a lower brain bandwidth, so that explains how like some people are stupid.
And so when they look at a shelf and blink, there's like two items there.
That's why I can never
find anything. Like, you're trying to talk. No. Oh my God. What if when you stutter, it's just your brain running out of bandwidth? It's like you're trying to talk and your brain just can't compute and just go, nah.
What if that's what happens when you get a brain freeze?
Oh, brain freezes.
Brain freezes. Oh, guys, we're going to compute the taste. We're going deep.
Ices are just too much to compute. Like ice cream and ices.
Oh my God.
Or what if there are direct channels to God in the fact, because, you know, when you brain freeze, you start...
Yeah, we're going to religion.
Oh, God. I should turn back while it's still okay. Let's pop a U-turn. No. You eat cold food, you just ascend. That's a brain freeze. You're ascension. Like, you just ascend.
You're just gone from that realm.
Or maybe that's when...
It's like the eight-armed dude. Like the drawing. Yeah.
What?
Oh, my God. Wait. No, like the using the picture of like the guy that's supposed to look like he's ascending. It's like an old drawing.
The
he's
Leonardo like, DiCaprio drawing of the man.
The DiCaprio. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Shit,
DiCaprio, bro.
Oh no,
Da Vinci.
That was awesome,
Leonardo DiCaprio. If you hear this, I am very sorry,
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Not to be confused with an actor, Leonardo Da Vinci.
Leonardo DiCaprio invented life.
Oh man, Leonardo da Vinci on Titanic. Oh, he stole my heart.
Oh my God.
As I was saying.
So, do y'all want to know what the slippery gecko is?
Oh!
What?
Oh God.
Oh no.
Do you want to know what the slippery gecko is?
I really
is?
Don't, but I have to.
You have to. It's a podcast.
So, I don't know what that has to do with
the slippery gecko. Leo, you might have read this.
I read this one. I've read this. This is boy.
it's where you pin your partner up against the wall in the shower while kissing her, and then quickly try to put your dick in her ass and watch her climb the wall.
That's not even a gender specific move.
There.
No, it's just awesome. I said partner, and then I said her. It kind of like contradicted.
You know, everyone has an asshole, man. We're not.
I don't know. I think
everybody.
What if there's just like a secret hidden gender where you don't have an asshole and you just poop out your pussy?
That's me.
Or your dick. Calm down, Alec.
Or your dick. How do you shit out of your dick, Leo?
For fun.
It's like a jet stream. It's like a. It's like easy cheese.
Oh. What about when you don't have like much energy left and it's like slow?
Yeah, what happens if
it's like ripping off a band?
If like it's a really, really fibrous,
it's like ripping off a band-aid.
It looks like
you have too many plums or something.
Kind of spray paints, you know. It's like,
it's
kind of like passing a kidney stone. Eventually, you get the corn kernel, and you're like, oh shit,
corn kernel. Oh my God,
what? I didn't have
you swallow your gum.
It's like ripping off a band-aid. No matter how fast you do it, it does not feel good.
No, the faster you do a band-aid, the less it hurts.
Yeah,
that's proven.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, can we stop talking about the slippery gecko and let's start talking about work.
Okay.
So I work at an amusement park. It is one of the oldest in the state of Oregon, if you'd like to Google that. I don't care.
I care.
And Alec, you work at
the wonderful
absolutely
establishment of the Mickey D's.
Yeah.
Mickey D's is the bee's knees. I'm current.
Would you like me to go first? Because I have a glorious one.
Oh, yeah, no, I bet.
All right. So, our McDonald's isn't known for the most hygienic people. Portland is known for its homeless population. And our McDonald's is kind of smack dab in the middle of a solid homeless area. And we have free bathrooms. So, that kind of just draws in more. It's also McDonald's, so it's free. Basically, it's like a dollar for a hamburger. Anyway, I've had to clean up after my fair share of homeless people. I think the best one is the dude that came. There was like a week stretch where this dude came in consistently. He was handicapped. He was in a wheelchair, and ignoring the actual story that I'm talking about, he would sleep sitting up in his chair in the lobby of McDonald's. He would sleep sitting up, and he would just be there for hours on end, just sleeping in the lobby of McDonald's. No matter how busy it got, this dude would just sit there sound asleep in his chair.
Did he sit at a table?
Oh, I hate it. He also smelled like literal feces. And I think this explains it. I had to go into the bathroom and clean up after him at one point. And my only guess as to what happened is he couldn't make it from his chair to the toilet in time. I have no idea. But I walk in there, and I'm not joking when I say it looked like a poop. Like, you put dynamite in a mound of poop and lit it off, and it just sent it everywhere. Like, I'm not joking. This dude defecated on the fucking walls. Like, how did you get the wall?
He got bad case of spouting anus.
Oh my god, I had to literally mop the wall.
It's like the old reliable guys.
I had to go in there with a mop and wipe down the wall. It was not fun. That was probably the worst. I've also just had to pick up multiple heroin needles and stuff. That's fun.
Did you check the ceiling?
Did I check the ceiling? I did, actually, and he thankfully did not make it that high up the walls. It was only like a couple of feet on the walls, but still, he hit the walls.
If he hit the ceiling, just, I'm not mad, I'm impressed.
Yeah, no, at that point I would have just laughed and left. Like, it would have been the peak. I couldn't have gotten better than that.
Imagine if you're just standing looking at the stall and all you see is just a rocket of shit hit the ceiling.
There's nothing on the wall, just one little tiny flower. Like,
no, you know, like, there's like the cartoon like poop swirl. Yeah.
Oh god!
Like, imagine that, but perfectly stuck to the ceiling.
No, I'm imagining like a stalactite.
He just switched.
Like a stalactite from the ceiling.
Maybe he blinked in the alternate universe changed where all shit just sticks to the ceiling.
Yo, only shit isn't affected by gravity.
Yeah,
you shit and you have to like, it's like zero grav shits.
Yeah, it's like shit in space. Like, it just floats around.
But it's the only thing that doesn't have gravity or isn't affected by gravity.
So did this man?
Technically, hold on. No. You could technically, you could rocket propel yourself forward if you have diarrhea. No.
If you're in space, yeah.
No,
because you're still affected, but your shit isn't.
So if you can shit with enough force, you can technically jetpack joyride your way forward.
I would love that. If you're that man in the wheelchair, yes, because you have wheels.
Oh, yeah. All right, that's all I got. Continue. Thank you for letting me.
No, there's something else. That was it. That was purely my story.
Oh. Wait, I got one question.
Yeah, it was literally just I had to clean up after a guy that shat on the floor and the ceiling and the walls.
Does he like to sit in, like, at a table or just in the middle of the McDonald's?
Yeah, there was one specific table. I don't know how to explain, but there was this one table that he would always pull his wheelchair up to. There was this other dude that came in. That was like, I don't know, but what his deal was. But he would like walk up to the counter. He was probably mentally challenged or something, but he would walk up to the counter and he would like offer me a dollar.
I remember that.
He can't actually enunciate. Like, he couldn't say words. He would just go, and he would do that for like 20 minutes at a time. So I just like take the dollar out of his hand, buy him a hamburger and hand it to him, and he'd just walk away. But he wouldn't say anything. I just guessed I had the deal.
He wouldn't say thank you for the hamburger. You would just assume there was a hamburger.
No, he just, and even after I gave him the hamburger, there were like points when he would stand at the counter after receiving his hamburger. So he'd just be standing there at the counter holding a bag, just mumbling at us.
That's beautiful.
Behind the counter for like 10 minutes at a time. It was weird.
I have a similar story at a different McDonald's. Do we want to save it for next time, or can I say it?
Go ahead.
So I'll go for this one. So I was with my friend Harrison. We might have him on later. He's a great guy. But this was, about a year ago, is last summer. We went down to the McDonald's near his house, and everything was going fine. It was newly remodeled. Everything was really beautiful, which was an even greater juxtaposition when this, like, old-ass man in... Like, he wasn't a wheelchair, but he had a walker with, like, tennis balls on it. And his jaw was just fully hanging out. And his face looked so much longer because his cheeks were so sagging. And one of his eyes was blind. And he just... He walks over and he starts talking to the people at the counter. I couldn't hear because I was too far away. And Harris and I look over at him and we start cracking jokes about him. And then he comes over to us. And he said, "I know I've seen you two before." And we're like, Excuse us? Hello, sir? "I know I've seen you before. Every time I turn my back, it's you two at the same table." And we're just like, "I'm sorry, I haven't seen you before, sir."
He's like, every time I've come here every day for 3 years, and every time it's always you two. Like the old reliable buddies. And this goes,
I think
on
he's
for
the only guy that can see between universes.
That might be true.
That blind eye. That blind eye is actually the key.
It's his third eye.
Because it never closes.
His second is up his ass.
Oh, what?
Anyways, he continued talking to us for about 10 minutes. And then we just kind of started ignoring him and mildly responding to him. And then, no, not even, it was in the middle of when he was talking to us. He walks over behind us to this girl sitting behind us and he goes, "Don't think you're out of this too, little missy. I remember you too." And then he turns back and just continues talking to us like nothing else had happened. And we're just dumbfounded out of our minds. And then eventually he kind of gives up and he's just like, "Well, I'll see you around, boys. I like having you here. I'm going to miss you." And we're like, "We'll miss you too, sir."
I'm serious. I think that's the only guy that can see between dimensions, dude. Like, he can see the different universes.
Right. Yeah.
No, this isn't even the icing on the cake. Is he, like, kind of walks around for a bit. And then he walks to this other table with this Latina mom and a bunch of – and she has, like, four kids. And he does the same thing to this, like, four-year-old girl. And all of the girls there are all super confused. No, I think it was like a 9-year-old, and the 4-year-old was just like super interested in what he had to say, and all the kids were looking at him. And the mom was just like, "Hey, it's okay." And she was trying to like motion her kids away from him and not let them talk to him. And he was just like, "I've seen you here all the time. I remember you guys." And it was fantastic. And it was just,
it's a poor old man. He just remembers them.
He's seen them before, dude. What's so bad about that?
Yeah. He's just hopping dimensions, and it was just the most beautiful, fantastical thing. And then eventually when he stopped, he walked around for another, like, 20 minutes, and then he leaves. And he's just gone. He never ordered anything. He never ate any food. He didn't ask for anybody else's food or do anything.
I'm sorry.
He just talked to us.
Do you walk into a McDonald's with the plan of asking for food from some stranger?
I don't know. He looked like he could have been homeless.
Hey, can I get some fries?
Like, I feel like sit down at someone's table and just start eating their hamburger. Like, no context, don't say a word, just start eating it.
I'm gonna
just take it out of their hands.
Come into your McDonald's and do it, Alec.
Do it, absolutely.
I'm gonna get some other people to do it, and we're gonna have them like order food, and I'm just gonna sit down with them and just take their food and walk away.
You're gonna stage like a weird ass thing with a bunch of guys.
Yes.
All right, I'm into it.
We all get a bunch of
where and when.
What if you got like a bunch of people in those one color all full body suits that are like spandex?
Oh god!
And then you have them all just stage out a scene in McDonald's.
Kind of like Filthy Frank, but like full body.
No, but like covering your face, and you get it like two clans of colors, and then one clan walks in and buys a bunch of Big Macs, and the other one buys a bunch of quarter pounders, and they just walk, and then they start throwing the burgers at each other.
They like,
it's a war.
You go to the parking lot and just start throwing burgers at each other.
And one of them, like a group of 10, like blue, orders quarter pounders, and a group of 10 reds orders Big Macs. And then they start yelling at each other because they like think Big Macs are superior to quarter pounders.
Big Macs
are bad. I'm sorry.
They're bad.
All they're not great. Yeah. Bad. Quarter pounders
are the superior burger.
The small $1 ones are passable.
Can I get a half pounder?
That's a Big Mac.
No, but this dude came through my drive-thru asking for a half pounder. And when I told him we didn't have a half pounder, he got like really mad at me. Like,
you have double quarter pounders, just give him a double quarter pounder.
No, that's what I was No, I tried to offer that and he said that was wrong and that's not what he was asking for.
It's like when somebody walks into a GameStop and asks for a specific game for their child that doesn't exist, or like a Mario for their Xbox.
But they declare that it's a real thing, and you just have no idea how to help them.
It's like, no, I know what my child wants.
I know it's right here. The customer is always right.
It's the half.
This game exists.
This game, this burger, they all exist.
Oh, God. All right. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I call it a solid wrap up for it. Yeah.
So that was the very first episode of Four Idiots and a Microphone.
This has been a blast. Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
If you liked it,
thank you, boys.
Keep watching. If you didn't like it, then there's gonna be more of this, so it's not for you.
If you like it,
we are not. We are. If
you liked it, you liked it. If you didn't like it, you didn't like it.
And that's too bad.